So the Gemara on Yudam Beis, very fascinating machlokas. Again, what we've seen is progressively, different aspects of this, this problem of Eishes Ach and Yibum, where we've seen it from different vantage points. Thank you so much. Perfect. So the Gemara on Yudam Beis discusses the vantage point of after Yibum and Chalitza. That's what happens after Yibum and Chalitza. Does the Isur of Eishes Ach return or not? Okay. So first we'll discuss the Gemara Shakamataria, and then we'll discuss some of the approaches that we began with last week. So the Gemara says here on Yudam Beis, Itmar, it's 3, 6, 9, 12. I think it's 13 lines down. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
It's the second word on the line, right? Itmar. Acholetz liyabemto. So what does this mean? The person did chalitza for to his yibama, which basically the story is as follows. We're talking about a yibum case, obviously. A man dies, leaves no children. But the complication in this case, and it's not such a complication, it's not so, in those days it wasn't such a complication, is that he has many brothers. That might not be a complication even in our day. And the complication from our perspective, but not from theirs, is that he had many wives. He had multiple wives and multiple brothers. Okay. So the issue that we've been discussing in this Gemara is, if Yibum and Chalitz, Yibum or Chalitza takes place between one Yabam or one Choletz and one Yavama or one Chalitza, so the Mishnah says later on that that's all you need. After one act of Yibum or one act of Chalitza, all the other Tzaros are released. They're now free to marry whoever they want. The question is, what now is the relationship between the Choletz or Yavam and the otherwise, the Tzaros, right? The one, in other words, the candidates who he passed up for Chalitz and Yibum. And what is the relationship of the other brothers, both to the Chalutza, right, as well as to the other Tzaros? In other words, all of the, there were originally multiple candidates for Yibum and for Yavam and multiple candidates for Yavama, or for Choletz and Chalitza, but there can only be one act of either Yibum or Chalitza. And the question is, what's the fallout for everybody else? What are the relationships after this event? That's really what we're discussing. So the Gemara says that this is a debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Itmar Choletz Liyavemto, because of the Kiddusha. So the case happens to be, to highlight it, is the case where he did Chalitza. Notice he didn't do Yibum, he did Chalitza. And then after the fact, he decided that he wanted to Mekadesh this Isha. So, as we'll see in a second, he's not allowed to do that because that's Chayde Lavin. She is prohibited to him after he was Choletz and not Miyabemer. However, it's only Chayde Lavin, and therefore, in Kidesh, right, Kiddushav, Kiddushim. So that's what the Gemara tells us. Amar Shlakish, who ain Chayv ala Chalutza Kares, having gone ahead and done the Kiddushin to the Chalitza being only Chayde Lavin, the Kiddushin is Tofes, and there's no Kares. The Ha'achin, however, says Reish Lakish, the other brothers, right, who stood on the sidelines in this case, their relationship to this Chalitza is one of Kares. That is, if they were to try to marry her, right, that would be an Isur of Eishes Ach. Okay. That's what it means. The achin chayavin ala chalutza kares. Ala tzara, when it comes to the other wives who were standing on the sideline, so not only are the other brothers in an eishes ach relationship with them, even the choleitz has that relationship. Bein hu bein ha'achin chayavin ala tzara kares. V'rabi ochran amar, bein hu bein ha'achin einan chayavin lo ala chalutza kares v'lo ala tzara kares. Rabbi Ochran says there's no kares anywhere in this whole situation. Because once a chalitza takes place, there is no return to, or maybe even earlier, there's no return to Eishes Ach. What there is another lav, and that's called the lav of Lo Yivne, right? So Kibbutz Shel Abana, Shiv Lo Yivne, as we'll see. Maitan Reish Lakish, What is the reason of Reish Lakish? Now again, Reish Lakish is the one who says that aside from the choletz and the chalutza, everybody else has a kares relationship. In other words, the concept of Eish HaSach is chos of Renir. What's the reason behind Reish Lakish? Amar Kora Asher Lo Yivneh, Kivin Shalabana Shuv Lo Yivneh. There's a pasuk that says that in the context of chalitza, Asher Lo Yivneh, because he did not build his brother's home. And the drasha is Kivin Shalabana Shuv Lo Yivneh. Since he didn't, when he had the opportunity, it's not like he's given the second opportunity, and therefore there's a prohibition. Ihu who decoy v'lo yivneh, but the drasha is he, meaning the choletz, has a lo yivneh relationship with the chalutza. Aval echav, his brothers kidekai mikaimi, they don't have any new relationship. They have the old relationship with everybody, with the tsaros and the chalutza, namely the relationship of Eish HaSach. V'lo diga who decoy v'lo yivneh. Even he, his relationship with the chalutza is one of layivne, kivin shalabana shiv layivne, but the tsaro, his relationship to the tsara, would also be one of Eish HaSach. That's the position of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, mihi kibidi de miikara, iboy hai chalitz, iboy hai chalitz, iboy lehai chalitz, iboy lehai chalitz, v'hashta koyala bekarets. So Rabbi Yochanan says, this is unacceptable to me. I don't think it makes sense that everybody could have been miyabim. Everybody, there was one, going to be one, but it could have been any of the brothers, and it could have been any of the co-wives. And since any of them may have been a proper right choice for yibum or for chalitza, so then kares is gone, never to return. The fact that there was the potential, right, to override kares, right, in the context of Yivam and Chalitza, is a fact which, you know, determines going forward that we never return to the state of Eish HaSach. Ella, so what do we say? Ihu shlichusa de achim ka'avid, ihi shlichusa de tzara ka'avda. He is the representative of all of the brothers, she is the representative of all the wives, and on some level, we're treating this as if, right, the Yibum, or let's say the Chalitza, this part of the Gemara, the Chalitza that took place between one Yavam and one Chalutza, right, is something which affects all of them. Right, everybody's involved or impacted by this act of Chalitza. That's what the Gemara explains. Then the Gemara goes on a little further, and the Gemara says, Eser Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Eish HaSach is gone, replaced by Ola Yivneh, he raised a question against Reish Lakish. What's the question? Acholetz liyivimto, to person is cholets, because of the kisha, same case, he decides afterwards to be the kadisher, umes, and then let's say he dies. So knows what happened. Reuven, right, married this woman, and he died without children. He left Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, three brothers. Okay? Shimon did chalitza, right, with the wife of Reuven, his former Eish HaSach. Now she's his chalutza. And then he was Mekadisher. And everybody agrees that the Kedushin, the Dieved, is Chal, even though it's Chayvei Lavin. Now Shimon dies himself without leaving children. And the question is, what about Levi and Yehuda being Miyabim, or Choletz, right, the former wife of Reuven, who's now the former wife of Shimon, right, but Toras, the wife of Shimon, after all, they have an Iser Eish HaSach relationship with her, according to Reish Lakish, right, for the time that she is Eish HaSruvain, and they did nothing in the end of the day. On the other hand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Eish HaSach relationship, even after the fact. All there is Lo Yivneh. So the Gemara says, that's what Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, listen, Acholetz liyivimto, because of the kitcha v'meis, tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. The other brothers have to do chalitza with the former wife of both Reuven and Shimon. Now, why do they have to do chalitza? Isn't there a prohibition of Eish HaSach? Bishlom Aladidi says, Rabbi Yochanan, da'amina chai bilavin yinu, hainu tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. According to me, there's no Eish HaSach, all there is chai bilavin. Kiddushin is topes b'chai bilavin. Therefore, there's a new yibum situation, and therefore you need chalitza. Why is there no yibum? Because it's still an iser of lo yivneh, and therefore at minimum, right, the at least midrabanan, possibly midaraisa, there's an iser of yibum. But chalitza, zika, does exist because there's no eishasach. Ela ledidach, but according to you, Reish Lakish, you think that what? That there's always an iser eishasach, because except for the parties who were directly involved in the chalitza, everybody else has a din of eishasach. So then, amai tzricha chalitza. Why is there a need for chalitza? Why does Shimon and Levi, Levi and Yehuda, why are they obligated to be cholates, this woman? After all, it's like any other erva, right? Where the tzaros are completely mufka mizika.
According to
that's the question.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does it say that tzricha chalitza minoachim, this particular woman, they can do chalitza with one of the tzaros?
If there are tzaros.
If there are tzaros.
But they can also do with the brother, with her. It doesn't make it. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, good. Rabbi Yochanan has a nice question against Reish Lakish. But v'litameich, Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, "Ema seifa." You forgot to quote the end of the Braisa, and the end of the Braisa is something that verifies my position, because the end of the Braisa says, "Amat echad menachem v'kidsha," right? Ein la olav klum. If one of the brothers were to be makadesh this chalutza, right? Ein la olav klum. The kiddusha would not be tofes. V'chayvin la'avin ninu. If you, Rabbi Yochanan, are right that it's chayvin la'avin, am I ein la olav klum? Right? Why isn't the kiddusha actually tofes? So the seifa of the brisa happens to work in my favor, says Reish Lakish. Amar Rav Sheshet seifa son of Rabbi Akiva. Damar ein kiddusha tosim b'chayvin la'avin. Maybe the Seifa is in accordance with the position of Rabbi Kiva, who we've seen many times, who says that Kiddushin is not Chal B'chai V'Lavin. So it really is Chai V'Lavin, because Rabbi Yochanan is correct. But the Seifa is Rabbi Kiva, holds that Kiddushin is not Tofes B'chai V'Lavin. So the Gemara says, but listening to Divrei Rabbi Kiva, ain't all of Klum? I mean, if you're going to say that the Reisha is not Rabbi Kiva, the Seifa is Rabbi Kiva, then probably you should explicate that. You should say, and the Seifa is in a club according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Kasha. Okay. The Gemara goes on to suggest another solution. I'm just going to read it very quickly. Rav Ashi Savala Kiresh Lakish, Umitaretz Lakarab Shimon, Ravina Savala Karab Yochanan, Umitaretz Kirabana. So now the Gemara is going to explain what they mean. There are two other ways to explain the seeming discrepancy. The Reish of the Mishnah says, right, that there's a requirement of chalitza if the brother, right, who marries the chalutza dies, implying that the other brothers are not in the category of chayvei krisus like Rabbi Yochanan, and yet the seifa of that same brisa seems to say that kiddushin is not tofes of the chalutza and the other brothers, implying that it is chayvei krisus. So what's going on? So the Gemara says there are two options. One is Rav Ashi Savar Kiresh Lakish. What does that mean? Rav Ashi holds that the following is what happens. Acholitz liyevemto. This chalitza with this, Shimon is cholitz liyevama. The chazav v'kidsha, right? And then he turns around and he's mekadesher. Okay, that kiddushin is chal. And then he dies. So the din is that tzricha chalitza min ha'achin. That's what the Mishnah had said. That's what the Braisa said. Why do you need chalitza min ha'achin if you hold like Reish Lakish? You shouldn't, because the brothers, Levi and Yehuda, have a eishes ach, which is an arayos relationship with her, and therefore the zika should not be chal. So the answer is, man achin, achin ayilodim, keman kerab Shimon. We're talking about the following situation. We're not talking about Levi and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda were alive when Reuven was alive, right? We're talking about Yisachar. Ah, who's Yisachar? Little Yisachar? Yisachar was born after Reuven died, right? And after Shimon was cholates, and subsequently, let's just say it for this way, for the moment, it's machlokas on this point, was cholates and Mekadesh, right, the Yevama. So normally, since he was born, little Yisachar, after Reuven died, so he's in the category of what we call Achim Shelo Haya Be'olamo. Remember, Ki Yeshnu Achim Yachtav. The din of evil, but Chalitza applies to brothers who were alive simultaneously, right? Coextensively. But if the brother was born, younger brother was born after the first brother died, so all you have is Eshesach, but you have no Yibum, you have no Zika. You have no Zika, you have no Yibum, you have no Chalitza. So that brother would normally be prohibited as Eshesach. However, Rav Shimon came up with the following Chiddush. Rav Shimon said it depends when he was born. If he was born after Reuven died, but before Shimon was Miyabim, her, so then he has the worst of all worlds. He's born before Shimon did the Yibum, so he relates to her as the Eshes Ach of Reuven, and he doesn't have the Zika, so he's not a candidate for Yibum or Chalitza either. So he has Eshes Ach. But, says Rav Shimon, if Yisachar is born after Shimon does the Yibum, so when he comes into the world, she's already Eshes Shimon. So the fact that she used to be Eshes Reuven is irrelevant, because he never relates to her as Eshes Reuven. He never should have had a Zika, because he wasn't on the scene when she was Zekuka Yomedes. He only came on the scene after she was already married to his brother Shimon. Therefore, he never had an Yisur Eshes Ach at all, and he can be a proper candidate for Yibum or Chalitza if Shimon now dies. Okay, that's the case according to Rav Ashi. So that's the pshat. Amar echad minanola did v'kitsha eva l'pkod. Now we understand the Seifa. The Seifa says, oh, but if one of the older brothers tries to marry her, maybe the ones that were alive and didn't do the Chalitza, according to Reish Lakish, they are, right, subject to the din of Eshes Ach. So their Eshes Ach means that there's no Tzitzis Kedusha. Okay. Ravina, on the other hand, Savar like Rabbi Yochanan. Ravina holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Umetaritz olivin rabbanan. What does that mean? Hacholetz liyibimta b'chazo v'kitsho tzricha chalitza min achim man achin achin hanoladim. Kiman k'Rabbi Yochanan. Again, the ratio of the Brisa is easy now, if you're holding Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan, right, asked for the ratio against Reish Lakish. Meaning what happens? There is a chalitza. The choletz decides to marry her after the chalitza. The kedushin is chal. Now he dies, right? The brothers are not mufka from Yibum and chalitza because their relationship to her is only one of chai v'lav and lo yivneh. This is Rabbi Yochanan, right? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's Yibum. Ah, but here the problem is, what about the seifa which said amad echad, you know, v'kidsha eila klum? That was a problem, right? The answer is, oh, amad echad min ayilodin v'kidsha eila lav klum. Kiman parabanan. If you don't hold like Rav Shimon, or even if you did hold like Rav Shimon, as the Rishonim point out, if we're talking about a little bit of a different timing, what happened if one brother, Yisachar, gets born, let's say, after, right, after Reuven dies, or especially after Reuven dies before Shimon is choleh to Mekadesh? Then it doesn't even depend on Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. So he can't be a candidate for Chalitza. And if you don't hold like Rav Shimon, or if that's the situation, then there's going to be an Iser Eshes Ach. So that's who we're referring to when we say, Im Avra V'Kidesh, Ein Olav Klum. Okay, Kerabanon. Okay. Then finally, the Gemara concludes the following. Because till now we've been discussing the relationship, right, after a Chalitza. What about the relationship after a Yibum? Parallel question, right? After the Yavam is Miyabim, the Yavama, but what about if there are other Tzaros, what about the Yavam's relationship to those Tzaros? And what about the other brother's relationship to both the Tzaros, and this is a question the Bavli doesn't discuss, but the Yerushalmi does, to the Yavama, if Shimon, the Yavam, ends up dying? In other words, whatever we just said about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish regarding Chalitza, what's the parallel din regarding Yibum. What happens to Eishes Ach after Yibum for the candidates who are standing on the sideline? That's the issue. So the Gemara says, Itmar haba al Yibama, right? A person is Miyabim, which is what he's supposed to do. Uba echad min ha'achim al Tsarasa, and one of the brothers then wants to have a relationship with one of the co-wives. They're both standing on the sidelines. The question is that Eishes Ach, or is that something less? So the Gemara says, Pligi bar Rav Acha bar Ravina. That's a Machlokes Rav Acha and Ravina. Chad amar b'kares. One said that that's a kares relationship. The Chad amar b'yaseh. Now this is fascinating. According to our Girsa, the Gemara, this is Rashi and the Rambam's Girsa, Tosas changes the Girsa, but instead of a lav, which is what we have in the Chalitza, it's an aseh in the context of Yibum. I don't know if we'll get to that today to finish up, but if we do, that's an important thing to talk about. But anyways, the Gemara says, Man damar b'kares, kiresh lakish. The person says kares, says, oh, it's like Reish Lakish. Man damar b'aseh, kareb Yochanan. So that's a shock of Atari. Now, what we started to discuss last week is how to understand, it's a little bit of a complicated shock of Atari, but you can see it's a very important one. Both halacha l'maisa, I mean, if there are multiple brothers and multiple wives, you can certainly understand that this is an important thing to know. Right, this isn't just some crazy abstract case that will never happen. Right, pre-Cher Ben Gershom, this happened all the time. If there's ever a chalitza or even a yibum, what is the relationship going forward of the other candidates? Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So what I started to discuss last week, and I want to finish with today, is to talk about this in terms of Hutra Dechuya, in the sense that of the following. Again, normally we associate, you know, with Hutra Dechuya, the question of how imminent, how looming is the Isra Eishes Ach. Normally what we say is, if Yibum overrides Eishes Ach, but there really is a concept of Eishes Ach, even in Yibum, it's just overridden, so when it's no longer overriding or neutralizing, when the mitzvah's over, right, we should always be chos of a neir, because you don't even, the word chos of a neir is even a misnomer. Right? Because, you know, chos of a neir implies something is gone and it's back, right? But it never was really gone. It gave the appearance of being gone, if you hold the chuya, only because it was overridden. Meaning it was the urgency of doing the mitzvah, right, allowed you to do the aveira with impunity. But it never was gone. The concept of Eishes Ach, right, was overturned, but it wasn't ever eradicated. So then, you would think that Reish Lakish is more likely to be correct. Because what is Reish Lakish saying? The choleitz, vis-a-vis the tsaros, didn't do any mitzvah. And the brothers on the sideline didn't do any mitzvah with anybody. So for them, going forward, right, there should be Eishes Ach. On the other hand, if you take generally the perspective of the Ramban Udi'ime, which is that Eishes Ach, the Mokom, the situation of Yibum is suspended, there's no Isur Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach was said under certain conditions, right? It was said under the conditions that there's a divorce. It was said under the conditions that there's a marriage but there aren't children. But in the absence of children, in the event of the death of the husband, Kehai Gavna, there is no Eishes Ach. There's no Isra Eishes Ach. So then it depends how you say it. Right? The extreme way, and this is what we saw in the Rambam, and we'll see it again today very quickly, the Rambam says, Mishas Nefila is Stalek, as soon as it's a Zika, as soon as there's a Chi of Yibum, is Stalek Isra Eishes Ach. Now if that's true, then if it's gone, it's gone. Because it's not overridden, right? The circumstances, right, dictate that this concept doesn't apply under these conditions. So why should it come back, necessarily? So then we could be very sympathetic with Rabbi Yochanan. But the problem is, do you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about Hutrun Dechuya? Now, in the Rambam's Tshuva, where we discuss the topic of Avashol said that Yibum requires the right attitude, the right lishma, right? So the Rambam and the Tshuva said, you know what? I think Abishol and the Chachamim are arguing whether Yibum and Eishasach is Hutra or Dechuya. So precedent for saying that, you know, Tanoim or Amoraim that are debating, are richly debating about this issue, we can find. So, if you want to say Reish Lakish holds Dechuya and Rabbi Yochanan holds Hutra, it's possible to say that. However, it's easier to say it for the Hutra people than it is to say it for the Dechuya people. For the very simple reason that aside from the Ravi Abad, the Ravid's father-in-law, aside from him, pretty much all the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Usually we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So if you hold Dechuya for Yibum, right, and you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and you think that's the debate, you're in trouble. If you paskin Hutra and you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, you're okay. So the first thing we have to address is the Baalei Tosfos. Because we saw about a month ago, right, when we were going through Hutra Dechuya, that Baalei Tosfos often seem to take the perspective of Dechuya. So for them, assuming you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, what are they going to do with this Gemara? For the Ramban, Udimei, who paskin Hutra, that's not as strong a problem, although probably we wouldn't want, the Ramban might not even want to concede Reish Lakish. Right? So we'll have to see for the Ramban, who holds Hutra, the Rambam, who seems to hold Hutra, the Rajba, as we'll soon see, who holds Hutra, what do they say about Reish Lakish? But certainly, the problem is a bigger problem when it comes to Rav Yochanan, when it comes to Baalei Tosfos. So I think what we suggested last time, and I want to follow through with this, is it depends how you understand LaYivna. This is what I want to elaborate on. The Torah says, you know, Asher LaYivna, that's Beis Achim. The drasha of the Gemara here is Asher LaYivna, right? Right? Kosher LaBana, Shuv LaYivna. That's the drasha. So the question is, what is the relationship between that drasha and the Isra of Eishasach? On the surface, no connection, no relationship whatsoever. Right? Two different dinim. One is kares, the other is lav. And that indeed is the position of the Ramban. If you look at the sheets we had last week, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, Shitcha Salavin, says, the first one, HaMitzvah HaYudalid, the 14th mitzvah that the Rambam forgot, lav that the Rambam forgot to count, HaCholetz Livemto, Shelo Yavo Aleha V'lo Yisa'ena, Acharei HaFrada Mimenu B'chalitza. Meaning, the Ramban says the Rambam made a mistake, he didn't count a few lavin that should have been counted, a few esen that should have been counted. One of the ones, the 14th one that he should have but didn't count, is LaYivna. Then the Ramban elaborates, and this is what's important. The Ein HaInyan SheYachzor Aleha Iser Eishasach Kivin She'avar Mehem Mitzvos HaYibum. But sometimes when people tell you what it's not, you know, it's just as important as telling you what it is. Right? Because it puts ideas in your mind. The Ramban says, don't think that this din of LaYivna is a form of Iser Eishasach. Right? Because it's not. She'im Kain, if it were so, that it would be kares, not alav. Abal, siva yizbarach, be'eshasach she'im labanim, mitzvah yibum, o mitzvah chalitza. There's a eshasach situation where there's no banim, there's no eshasach, there's a chiyum, yibum and chalitza in that case. Again, this is the Ramban, the Shitaso and Torah Sa'adam, which we saw previously. I mean, the Ramban is convinced of Hutra, so there is no Eishasach, because of Ahem, Shem Yasa Chalitza, but the Torah was goes there, that if you do Chalitza instead of Yibum, Lo Yizdav Guod, you have one chance, one window of opportunity to do Yibum, you don't do it, there's an Iser, not Eishasach, but an Iser of Lo Yivne. V'hu Michai V'Lamin, V'hu Amaru Kacha Yaseh L'Isha Shel Lo Yivne Es Beis Achim, V'bo Aperish, V'balei Kabbalah, not Kabbalah of mysticism, Kabbalah but Mesorah, right? Kivin Shalabana, Shuv, Lo, Yivnat. Umtei Rishom Rupert, Raman Gamliel, Nasan Get, Becholet, Zenach HaChalitza Klum, and so on. Good. So the Ramban was very vigilant. The Ramban said, don't think that the Iser of Lo Yivna is a diluted Iser Eishas Ach. The fact that one is Karis, the other is Lav, shows you that it's a complete independent Iser. What I would say is, number one, we'll get to the rest of it in a moment, the Ramban, L'shitaso, if you know the Ramban's view in Torah Adam, and you know the Ramban's view throughout Masechet Yevamos, which we've seen a few times, namely that the Ramban is one of the staunchest, if not the staunchest, advocate of Chutra, so you can understand why there's no remnant of the Iser Eish HaSach. Right? What is there instead? A lav called Lo Yivna. The only thing the Ramban doesn't tell us here is how does he understand Reish Lakish? And that, we'll see in a moment, for that, actually why don't we just look at it now since we're here already, let's look at the next piece, the Ramban in Yevamos Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. So if you look in the Ramban in Mem Dalid Amud Aleph, he does speak about Reish Lakish. The Ramban does not want to concede that even Reish Lakish is Midin Hutra. Ramban says, if you go to line number 17, Hilkach, says Ramban, Yachlots v'yavim umimaitla mikiven shilobana. The Gemara had a havamina on Mendal and Amalek, we saw this Gemara, that, you know, if there's more than one wife, maybe it could be miyavim one and micholetz the other one. Right? The Gemara says you can't do it. Why not? Kivin shilobana, same pasuk, same lab, shuv le'yivne. So Ramban says, Te'afilo l'reish lakish mi'utahu shalayivna v'kulan. Mi'u lo m'kmina we'la fuke l'tzara medina v'l'didei l'gufe etzruch she'en b'tzasiv malam v'haga havale eishas ach shalo v'makom mitzvah aval l'chalutza v'kom mitzvah hu v'adai hu parach isreishas ach mina l'gamri misvara hilkach leka ela lo yivna. Ramban says something very important. What he doesn't say, but I'm going to add in, is the following sentence. Even though, right, we're working, even according to Reish Lakish, with the concept of Hutra and not Dechuya, meaning, there is no Eishes Ach, right, in the context of the mitzvah of Yibum, not that Yibum is such an urgent mitzvah that it overrides Eishes Ach, but the Mokom Eishesach, there is no Iser to begin with. However, says Ramban, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that the Din of Hutra, meaning the eradication of Eishesach, is not something which takes place irrevocably at the time of an Afila. Meaning when the brother dies and leaves no children, it's not correct to say that at that moment the Iser of Eishesach is Pakalagam. What is correct, at least according to Reish Lakish, is the idea that as long as there's a zika, as long as there's a chiyuv yibum, meaning in the context of the possibility of yibum, there's no eishasach. Not that we override eishasach, but hutra. But hutra is contingent upon zika or chiyuv yibum. And therefore Reish Lakish says, at least according to Reish Lakish, and therefore according to Reish Lakish, even though we're dealing with hutra, in a situation where, right, we're talking about the other brothers or the other saros, right, where there's no longer Yibum circumstance, since we're not saying that Hutra was determined by the moment of the Nefila, right? We're saying Hutra is determined by Zika and Chiyuv and Kiyum, Yibum or Chalitza. So once the other brothers are, or Tzoros, are on the sidelines and they're excluded, and there's no longer a Chiyuv, then it's the equivalent of Eishes Ach Shalom Makom Yibum. And Eishes Ach Shalom Makom Yibum is an Iser Eishes Ach. That's what Ramban says. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan say about that? What is the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So in theory, you could say that the debate is one of two things. Either Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, because Rabbi Yochanan says, this is a hutra bishas nefila, not a hutra which depends on the shame or the chiyu, shame mitzvahs or zikas yivamin. So the argument is within hutra. The question is hutra dictated or determined by shas nefila or by the actual zika or chiyuv yibum? That's one possibility. There is, however, a second possibility. I think this is more likely to be true. What does Rabban say, if you look very carefully? Rabban says, what about the choletz and the chalutza? Well, he says, the choletz and the chalutza, there it's pocha parach mimenu isher eshes ach misvara. What does he mean? Again, if you're working with the chuya, then the choletz and the chalutza should be a problem too. Why? Because once he does chalitza, right, at that point she becomes also Eishes Ach once again. The only reason that even in the context of Yibum she's not Eishes Ach is because the mitzvah outweighs the Iser, even though the Iser is still present and accounted for. Once there's Chalitza and there's no longer any Yibum, there should be Eishes Ach. Right? But says Ramban, if we're talking about Hutra, so Hutra can be accomplished either by Zika or the mitzvah of Yibum, or by having accomplished Yibum or Chalitza. Because it isn't the Chuya, it's Hutra. As long as she has a shame, Chalitza, right, then it's Pakam Imenu Shem Eishesach. The problem is that for Reish Lakish, the other brothers don't see her as a Chalitza. They see her as an Eishesach. But he, the Choletz, always relates to her as a Chalitza. Ah, so what's the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? The answer is the second half of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say for Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara said two things. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, how can it be Eishesach? Number one, I'm saying number one and number two, the Gemara doesn't say that. Right? Number one, Mi ikim midi to be kara. Is it possible that these are all candidates for Yibum and Chalitza, and all this, now you're talking about Eishesach? Right? Then there's another line in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, instead, what should we say? Ihu shlichusa da'achin ka'avda, v'ihi shlichusa da'tzaros ka'avda. Why do you need that second line if really Rabbi Yochanan's halacha is based on Hutra? Just say, mishas nefila, the Isra of Eishesach is irrevocably gone and it's never chos of an ear, it never comes back. Why do you need that shlichus line? Maybe some Rishonim think of the shlichus line as la'davka. Either it's true but you don't need it, or it's not really true, it's just that it gives the effect that way. Right? It looks like, you know, whatever he does he's doing for everybody, whatever she does she's doing for everybody, because it doesn't make a difference anymore. The important thing is that Mishas Nefila, there's no longer Eishesach, because at one time there was a possibility of Yibum. Ah. But I think for the Rabban, the answer is the Seifa. That second statement is very critical. Because what does Rabban say? For Reish Lakish, when he's for the Choletz, Parach Le'Iser Eishesach Misvara, and it never comes back. The key thing is to try to establish, find a mechanism for what happened between the Choletz and the Chalutza being relevant al pidin also to who? To the people on the sidelines. So they're not really on the sidelines. That's the Shlichus. What we're saying is Zika or Chiyabibum or Shem Chalutza, any of those eradicates Eishesach if you hold Hutra. Then the other brothers relate to her as Chalutza, or to the Tsaros as being connected with the Maisa Chalitza? Does he relate to the Tsaros as if there's a connection with the Maisa Chalitza? The answer is that depends on the Seifa. Ihu shlichusa da'achin ka'avid, ihi shlichusa the Tsaros ka'avdi. That's the Ramban. The problem is, I'm going to have to switch over in a couple of minutes, so let me just get to back to Tosis, and then when we continue after Yontif, I'll speak about the Rambam and the Rajba, because they're...
Well, why do you need Yibum and Chalitza altogether? If he's just Mekadosh the brother dies.
Yeah.
And one of the brothers, Matanushah, the woman, it's
she's an Eishachach.
If Yumum is Hutra, so why isn't the Kwaka?
Well, there's a Zika.
There's a Zika. I mean, there's no Chalitza, no Yumum, and it's Makadashur.
I don't understand.
You said that you don't have to go through the act of Chalitza or Yumum to.
Well, you have to do to break the Zika, you do. She's the Kuka Viomedes.
Oh, so.
Right?
So she's also.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one. What do the Bali Tulsa say? The Bali Tulsa, like the Meiri, think that the Iser of Eishes Achiv Shelo, the Iser of Lo Yivne is in fact what the Ramban said it was not. What did the Ramban say? I count Lo Yivne separately. It's a separate law. Because don't think it's a diluted Eishasach. It's not. It's a separate law. Right? If you look at the Be'iri, the last piece we have here, on page 3 of 3, line 18, the Be'iri says, Hakdama Rishona Leida Sheimi Karas Ach Echad Tiyu Vivu Machalitza Lebe'echad Min Ha'yivamim Ha'achim Le'achas Min Ha'yivamos V'chol Shunach Le'harbe Yivamos Me'ach Echad Le'pnei Harbe Yivamim. Now, what that said very quickly, I read that quickly, is that the Hakdama of the Meiri to the Masechta is the first thing you need to know is if you have multiple Yavams candidates and multiple Yavama candidates, meaning multiple brothers, multiple co-wives, you only need a single Yibam or a single Chalitza to free everybody. However, he also adds in that the other people have the status of Iser, Eishes, Ach. Sounds like he passes like Rish Lakish, right? The Ein Tzor Klomar, Shekain, Yibam was Harbe Miach Echad, Shenach Lepne Yabam Echad, same thing, the Yibam Ochalat Tzachas Meim Shekon, Nisharas Om Nisolat Dolem, the Iser, Eishes, Ach. Sounds like Rish Lakish. Three times already, right? Then comes the other shoe. Ella, says the Meiri, Shebekol, this is already in line 24, Shebekol Mashi's Karnabat, Damazu in Bakares, Lo Lecholetz, Velo Lachin, Lo Love, Velo Lezara, and so on. What does he say? It's Eishasach, but it's Eishasach with Malkus. It's Eishasach as a lav, no kares. Exactly what the Ramban, right, was telling you cannot be true, namely that you have a moderated Eishasach is the sheet of the Meiri. I think that's also the sheet of Bali Tosis. The Tosis keeps saying, if you look here, Ehu and Dekai will be like Yivne on Yudam and Beis. Elo Havik, Sivla Yivne, Havamina da Filu Hu al Chalutza Bekares. First of all, the way Tosis starts is fascinating. Tosis says, if it wasn't for the Pasuk of Lo Yivne, what would you have thought? Ah. Now, if you're a Hutra person, if it was for not for the Pasuk of Lo Yivne, what would you have thought? The Choletz and the Chalutza, according to Reish Lakish. The Choletz is, he's Choletz the Chalutza. Now he wants to be Mekadisher after the Chalitza.
Okay.
What would you have thought?
Hutra.
Hutra? I mean, there's no Isser even. Right? That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, if not for Lo Yivne, what would you have thought? They b'chayt kores because of Yisra Eishasach. That's a classic, right? This is Tosis once again conveying the Chuya. If you don't have something else, then you're going to have Eishasach. So then, how does Lo Yivne? Now, if Lo Yivne was what Ramban said it was, an independent Yisra that has nothing to do with Eishasach, it would be harder, not impossible. Harder to explain how does Lo Yivne knock out the Eishasach? There can only be one of two possibilities. Either there's a stira between the status of Leivne and Eshetzach, they're Tartan Satsri, one cannot abide the other. Somehow one is Doche the other. That's hard to understand why a Lav should knock out another Lav of Kares. Maybe as a Hagdara of some sort of definition, but we don't understand that exactly. Or, what you have to say is that Leivne is Yisur Eshetzach, but downplayed, moderated, like the Neri. Listen to the language. V'hashta aita Leivne linatka mikares v'lav. And this language of Lenatka, Tosis repeats again at the end of the piece, again on Yud Aleph Omid Aleph, again on Mem Dalet Omid Aleph. It seems, and now again, the word Lenatka doesn't prove 100% that it's Yisra Eshesach, right? Downgraded, in theory you could say, oh, there would have been an Yisra Eshesach of Kares, it was replaced by a lighter, you know, prohibition called Leivne, which has nothing to do with it. It's not impossible. He doesn't say it as explicitly as the Meiri. The Meiri said, you're violating Eshesach, you're violating Eshesach, you're violating Eshesach. Oh, by the way, this one doesn't have Kares. Right? That far he doesn't say. But given the way he starts, and the language of Lenatko, and the language of Lenatko, one, two, three, at least three or four times, between here and Mendalon and Aleph, my suspicion is that that's what Tosa is saying. That's perfect for Tosis. Tosis holds the Chuya. For him, if you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a nightmare. How could you hold like Rabbi Yochanan if you hold the Chuya? But if, according to Rabbi Yochanan, all we're really saying is that everybody gets Leivne, we're not saying there's no Eshesach. We're not saying Hutra. We're just saying that the Torah is Nechadesh, that this Eshesach in the aftermath of a Chalitza is an Eshesach without Kares. That's the Bali Tosis. Now the Rambam, I'll just mention this one for one more minute, one could say is exactly the opposite. Because for the Ramban, who said Hutra, we were able to say, at least for Reish Lakish, maybe even for Rabbi Yochanan, you know what, it's Hutra, but it's a more subtle kind of Hutra. It's not a Hutra from the moment of the Nefila, it's a Hutra, right, based on the competing obligation or status of Zika, of Yibum, Mitzvah Yibum, of Shem Chalutza. We're just able to say that for the Rambam. But for the Rambam, when we learned Ovesho, we already saw that the Rambam in Tshuva, the Rambam in Pirshu Shai's Bechoros, and the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, and it's this Rambam, is the one who formulates more than anybody, except maybe the Rashba, that the Nefila Leibum is Mistalek, is Misalek, the Yisra Eshesach, from the moment of the Nefila. So if that's true, how are you going to explain Reish Lakish? Unless you want to say that's goof for the Machlokas from Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Right? But even then, it's just very difficult. Oh. So the answer is it a coincidence that the Rambam of all Rishonim downplays Leivne to even less than you would think it is? Again, for the Bali Tosis and the Meiri, it's a moderation of Eshesach without the Kares. For the Ramban, it's an independent Iser, right? But why did the Ramban weigh in and Shikchas Alavin? Because the Ramban didn't count it. So the Megillas Esther says the Ramban didn't count it. He believes in it. He just, you know, he has Klalim in his Shrushim and Sefer Mitzvos. It's a detail. It doesn't get a bit of a fneyatzmo. Good. Except for the following problem. The Rambam in Hilchos Yibum Perek Aleph Halacha Yibes has the following very controversial formulation. Number 15. 14 and 15. Akonis, and we're not going to do the whole Rambam now because it'll take too long and I want to switch over, but I just want to leave you with this part of it. Akonis is Yivento. Right? A person is miyavin. Nesu tzorase alav, al shar achim, and bahu ha'echad ame achim al tzorasa, hareza over da'asei. Fine. Yivam yom alel lo alev lo al tzorasa, v'lav abal v'chal se asei. This is the second half of the Gemara, where what happens after Yibum, what is the relationship between the Yavam and the other tzoras. V'chein ha'chol etz li'ivento, the first part, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Nesra ha'chalutza, He, the Kol Tzoroseha, Ala Koletz, the al sharo achin, right? No one is allowed to marry her after chalitza, right? What are we expecting to hear for about? Leivne. What does the Rambam say? The kulon asura salayim b'divrei sofrim. This is an isur b'divrei sofrim. Never mentions leivne, and he compares it kishnios. The shnios larayos are divrei sofrim drabanan. They're exeira. Shema'achar shemes achim. Why? How come you might have asked Rambam? What happened to leivne? And how come you seem to be treating even more lightly than the Gemara does this din? I mean, you have to figure out where the Rambam got it from, right? So the Rambam, it's almost like the Rambam's answering your question. Shema'achar shemes achim below vlad. When a man dies without leaving children, the stalek iser erva, the iser of eshesach, goes away. At that point, may al kol nasha, l'tigar tosim b'mekedushin kishnios. Therefore, there's going to be tzisas kedushin like shnios. So the Rambam not only tells you he passed the Kav Yochanan, but he downgraded even a step further leivne. Either it's drabanan, or if it is daraisa. Right, either way, he's comparing this Doraisa to a Drabanan of Shnios. So I'll try to explain this a little better, I guess, in 2 weeks. We'll pick up with the end to explain the Rajba also, and then we'll discuss the relationship between Yibam and Chalitza here, and then we'll move on to the next issue, next topic. Okay.